Test, test, test. How's that, Pete? Okay. Is that good?
Oh, go ahead. Let me see. Hold on.
Alazupi Yamachana. Come on, Pete. Yep. Yep. Joe, there's, shit, somebody did another thing on there. Because remember how they used to do Jocktober on O&M?
Yeah.
Somebody edited it because they won't do it anymore because with the Opie and Jimmy show. Somebody edited like a minute, minute and a half of the Opie and Jimmy show with Sam. And they made it so Opie's voice was a little higher pitched to make him sound like a woman. And they made Jimmy's voice go down deeper to make him sound more manly.
See, I would like that.
That shit was fucking funny.
I have my people that work on my podcast. They do write-ups. They do pictures of it as it's going. And you have a whole lot. You go on the Bob Levy, so you see all the things. I got that rising with the Reverend. You know, I got the Reverend Bob Levy. I got Levy Land. I got
do you still do your Ustream show?
No.
Yeah,
I might do it once a week, you know, because my fans miss it, those guys. And it makes you really quick as a comedian because you're answering in a second. That's why I like Twitter. When I'm on there, somebody writes something, I'm right back.
You just talking shit on there and stuff most of the time?
I talk about everything. I don't go to just start trouble, you know, and I kind of ignore people that try to, you know what I mean? I go, oh, we got a badass here. And he goes, no, I'm just joking. So I go, all right, buddy, I'll, you know, I follow.
Some of them don't. I know some of them are just trying to get some shit out of you.
Yeah, but then they're gone. I just get rid of them. I say, look at my schedule. You know where I'm at.
Yeah, there's a...
I'll kill anybody. I don't care.
Somebody had a bit they wanted to ask you on there.
Yeah.
They wanted to know you what the what's the best acoustics in a steakhouse?
I've done...
Every time, like, Voss comes through, they always do that. We always take questions. And
yeah,
like,
it's the Comedy Cove. It's a steakhouse. Downstairs, there's a comedy club upstairs.
Yeah, there's one actually down in Boardman by Youngstown. There's a place down there called Mojo's. They do that.
No, but it's a separate room.
Yeah.
It's like a room like this. It's a comedy club.
Oh.
What's the acoustics? It sounds great when I'm eating a steak before the show, and then I go upstairs and fucking tear the room apart.
Yeah, I used to run a show like that at a place. Upstairs was like a really shitty dive bar. Then the basement was a full venue. It was real nice. That's always fun.
Yeah. You know, Reddit's just a site where you put pictures up in your story and people can ask you questions about it.
There's some of them. Because like I said, the subreddits are like different stuff. So like, for example, I don't know why. You can start a whole fucking subreddit for whatever you want.
Okay.
So like the Opie and Anthony one, I went to that one. Same with the Howard Stern one for this. But then, yeah, you can go on one for like, they call them AMAs.
I know, Howard Stern fans better on there than
fuck
they are on.
Dude, the Opie and Anthony one got voted the number two most racist subreddit on all of Reddit, and there's over a million.
But like I said, Howard Stern fans, or they hate Howard now.
They kind of do, but they're still like, they still are nice on there, write funny shit.
Yeah.
The O&A fans are just brutal.
Really?
They say some real fucked up. Dude, every day, it's just Opie hate. That's all it is. And like you said, with pictures. And when you go to the subreddit, there's a picture that, like, you know, this is like the picture of the week, the funniest thing, and it's just Opie stuff making fun of him.
Yeah. You see, I'll answer the questions honestly. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Truthfully.
Welcome to the Funny Stop Podcast, the official podcast of the Funny Stop Comedy Club. I'm your host, Matt Brady, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Devin. Okay, that's Devin. And this week, we've got two very special guests with the headliner and feature of this weekend show. Who do we have?
I would be Bob Levy, and this is John Kensel, and we do a podcast together.
What's your podcast you guys do together?
It's called The Bob Levy Show. I named it, and it's on RevBobLevy.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and it sucks. We only did like 20-something shows, and we're number four.
How's
I expected to be number one already.
How's
because I tell the fucking truth. I do a fucking show that's good.
What do you mean you say you tell the truth? You tell like backstories and shit and stuff?
No, I talk from my heart what I believe. And I don't fucking go, what I believe, and that's, you ain't gonna fucking change my mind. And one thing is, I never say I'm sorry, because I wouldn't have done it if it was sorry.
What was one of the things you said on there recently that got you a lot of heat then, that people got upset if you said the truth about?
About who?
That's what I'm asking. You say if you're saying the truth and shit like that, what was one thing that people got upset about?
Nobody gets upset.
Is it mostly just your fans that listen to them? They all like what you're saying about
everybody. Like, I mean, you know, whether you like me or not, if you don't like me, you never seen me, and you never fucking met me. Okay, that's the truth. And if you're gonna be that ignorant, then fucking be it. I don't give a fuck. You don't change my life.
So you just go on there and kind of say what you want to say.
Say what I want to say. Exactly what I want to say. I've been listening. I've been on radio since Kid Chris in fucking 2000, and we took over fucking Philly with San Antonio. You know, then I got on Howard. You know, and I watched from the front to the back of how radio is done. I listen to radio. I see what's funny. And I see all the dead spots, and I go, we don't have dead spots. I go, if this is a dead spot, you know, we suck. And every show has to be better than the next.
With doing podcasting now, has that, like, helped you on the road get more gigs?
It's never, you know what I mean? To me, it doesn't matter. I was, when I came out of open mics, I was headlining after 2 years, and I don't think anybody can say that.
So you did, when the first 2 years of comedy open mics, you went straight to headlining?
Yeah.
Did you start working the road, or like how did that process get to happen?
I got Tony Camacho, who was at Rascals. He took me under his wing when I got out. Jackie helped me out there, Jackie the Joke Man. And he goes, after a year, he goes, when you're ready, I'll help you out. And I go, I'm ready now. He goes, well, go to the open mics and sit in the city. And I'm like, fuck that shit, man. I don't play that. You know, I came from a different life to get in, and I got into comedy, so it was different for me. But you know, Tony was starting to book me. I had 25 minutes, and the other acts were probably pissed because they had to do longer and I was getting paid more money.
Because your content was better, or you were better content?
Yeah, I'm fucking fast paced animal, man.
When you said that when he said to you, like, come to me when you're ready, I know you took a lot of big comics now under your wing.
Oh yeah, I always help people. I help people my whole. I've been fucked over more than a fucking one-legged fucking hooker. You know what I mean? Truthfully. But you know, to me, I was brought up a certain way. I was brought up if somebody, you know, you always treat somebody good, right? Mm-hmm. And if they fuck you, you get them back sooner or later.
So it's like a loyalty thing with you as comics.
Yeah, it totally is. I am probably the most loyal motherfucker out there. When I'm with somebody, boom, it's fucking loyalty. You stab me in the back, your day will come.
So has anyone like done? I mean, you don't need to name names. Has anyone done shit like that to you? Like a big thing has like fucked you over?
Oh, I've been fucked over in this business, but you know what I mean. Like. I'll always be in this business because you're not in my league, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
So, you know, when your time is up and you're fucking, you're not going to be my friend. Once you're not my friend anymore, you're not my friend. Or anybody around me.
Well, when you say, like, when your time is up, do you mean, like, some comics that can't keep doing it, or?
No, like, maybe a radio host goes off the air and realizes, you know, you realize that basically you don't have the talent and nobody gives a fuck anymore, you know?
Names come to mind, you get a smile when you say it.
No, and basically everybody. I mean, you know, I'm telling you the truth. I'm not going to lie to you. I got nothing to lie about.
I just want to say that was an incredible answer.
Thank you. Well, you're a good help on this show.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. No, but that's how I feel. You know what I mean? You fucking couldn't stick up for me when you had a chance because you were afraid of somebody. And if you're afraid of somebody and you can't stick up for your friend and put your fucking... I would put my life on the line for my friends. And I have. I have in growing up, mm-hmm. and in, even at comedy clubs, if I bring somebody there and somebody starts with them, I'm the first one there taking somebody out. You can ask Artie, you can ask any of them. I fucking protect, you know, I'm in charge, mm-hmm. and nothing's going to happen to anybody that's under my wing.
Well, you said you put your neck on the line with radio and all that shit and friends and loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you feel about it when Anthony got fired from the Opie and Anthony show? And
I thought it was fucked up. I knew that they hated them up there because Tim used to tell me why do you want to go on that show? That show sucks. Nobody listens to. And I go, because I'm tired of doing the same stupid shit where I can't say words. I go, it's a fucking bit I came up with. I used to write a lot of bits in that shit for the show. And, you know, you move on. Like, I used to do the Lady Guy thing for a while on O&A, and I stopped it. I stopped it. They never said continue. I just stopped it. It got to the end, and it was great. It was a great run, and you move on. I'm a fucking writer.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a fucking, you know, I'm not going to make believe I'm making fake phone calls that are illegal. You can't make a fake phone call. You know that. They're all set up. How come every phone call that's you know, you're pranking somebody, like it's a fucking Italian guy from Long Island, and he's like, come on down here, you come down here right now, I'll fuck you in the ass. How come I never met a fucking Italian guy, and I grew up in the fucking Brooklyn and Staten Island, that ever fucking threatened anybody with sex, okay? They've never pulled a cock out on anybody, okay? So you're telling me those are real? Please.
Isn't it in the company called like Brett Burger that used to do that for him?
You can do anything. How you call your friends up too? I mean, believe me, I know everything, dude. There's Pete the owner. I hope he fucking gets deported. Fucking shut up, Inicia Slovaki. I don't know what the fuck he said.
A $1 million iPod?
$1 million iPod. Okay, we're trying to do a show here. Okay, Pete? Go in the kitchen and make some. Okay, so what else? You talk to him about anything, really. I mean, I don't mind anything because, you know, like I said, whether you're a fan of mine, you would be a fan of mine if you listened to me or you came out and seen me. When you met me. I mean, you don't know me from shit. How am I as a person?
I mean, I don't know. You're trying to get to know. You seem like a nice guy.
Well, I met you last night, you fucking idiot.
I had to leave. I got a kid on the way. So we
got a kid on the way? What the fuck?
Yeah, I know.
Can't drive yourself?
Well, I gotta make spaghetti for the pregnant
woman. No, but you fucking talked to me long enough to see like a decent fucking guy. Yeah, so it was nice to you. I didn't say go fuck yourself. I ain't doing your fucking podcast. I got two shows and I'm driving home. Gotta take my son to band practice and do fucking podcasts all fucking night. You know? So I think I'm pretty fucking good of a guy, huh?
Pretty good guy.
Yeah.
What's one thing we like to ask every guest? What's like one gig that sticks out to you? Like a really shitty gig or something bad where you got fucked over? Something happens that sticks out.
You know what? We always got even, you know what I mean? I mean, one time me and Florentine got fucked over in Florida. They didn't pay us for a Tuesday because we canceled the college to go there. And they said, well, it's Tuesday on. So basically told the lady to get her son down here so I can fucking maul him. And we ended up breaking the window where all the T-shirts were, taking all the T-shirts out, drove back to the hotel, called his friend in New York, and said, just leave your phone off the hook, because they pay for the room. So the phone bill was probably thousands upon thousands before anyone, you know what I mean? And another time, somebody fucked me over. I went back, put the heat on, you know, the thing on the, you know, the vent that comes out from some of the room. I put the heat on, pissed in that, and took the bed apart, like, you know, how the top comes off for that. I took the top off, took a shit on the thing, and put it back on and made a shit sandwich. No, really. One thing you learn in life, if you let people walk all over you, they will. If you don't, they won't.
I don't know if, like, shitting on stuff would rectify the situation.
It rectified mine. I left with a smile, dude. Hey, dude, look, man, you got to stand up for other comedians. I'm not only standing up for me, I'm standing up for other comedians. You understand? And that's why I think there should be a union. And it's the comics that bring the clubs the money. The clubs are fucking underpaying people now, not here, but some clubs are, because they say the economy. And that's bullshit. You know what I mean? It's like there should be a union. I should fucking be running it and fucking, but there's too many cunts in this business.
Well, I know. I mean, like you said, I'm not on your level, and I was doing local.
And you never will be.
We don't know. I'm getting there, man.
No, you won't be. I'm telling you right now.
So you told me to
I'm not a fucking liar. Like I said, you're going to be good, but you'll never be on my level. Don't ever use those words again. Hey, what's up? It's me too. Fucking Pete's other fucking non-speaking English brother. Repeat.
No, we have that.
Okay, go ahead.
So we did a show in a basement at a bar, and the fee was $300. They were gonna pay us.
Yeah.
Show comes up, and they wouldn't pay us, and that's what happened. We, you know.
You take them out, you fucking, you're there. You fucking go get the fucking money right now, or I'm gonna fucking start smashing everything here, and you can call the cops.
Well, here's the thing, we're not you.
Yeah, but you don't have fucking, look at these fucking cards I got. Nobody can fucking touch me.
What are those, like, police on the top?
No, look what they are.
Yeah, the PBA cards.
Those things.
I got fucking hundreds of them. I can get you deported if I want, you motherfucker. That's only one of them I took out, and my wife said you left this one on the counter. But look at this fucking, what is this, homicide? Or whatever, you know? I don't know what this one is. What is this one?
It's Jersey Fraternal Police.
No, but it's something.
Oh, yeah, it's a Sheriff's Association.
Yeah, so you can't really, you know, I get pulled over, they let me go.
In New York City cop ones?
Here we go. DEA.
DEA. He's got
DEA.
Yeah. What?
You don't drink anymore, do you?
You sober? No. Sober in 5 years.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
I got a DUI, so would a DEA card like that get me out?
No, no. You see, because that is bad to do. Take a fucking cab, man. It costs you $30-$40. Leave your car there. Leave it a fat chick. It'll save your fucking life.
Oh, I don't drink anymore like that.
Well, of course. Well, leave it a fat chick anyway. You're hungry. You know?
With that one, I got some questions I got
for you. Go ahead, anything. Go ahead.
All right. We
don't
got.
Scare me.
This guy, let me see his name here. This is from the Howard Stern Boards.
Okay.
Flea Market.
What is it?
Flea Market.
Flea Market, yeah.
Yeah, he wanted to know if anyone on the Stern Show sided with you after your massive blow-up, and what do you think about the douchebags, or who was the biggest douchebag on that show?
Oh, well, somebody tried to, Sal tried to side with me, but the FBI and NYPD Blue said it's not allowed to talk to me. So, and I said, well, why don't you tell Howard the truth? And he basically said, I don't want to lose my job. I can't tell him the truth. Basically, it's a pack of pussies, okay? That basically, when it's over, it's over. And you know what I mean? I can't wait to have them detail my car when I pull into the car wash in 2 years.
We had another guy on here, Bateman8149.
Yeah.
He listens to your podcast, and the most recent one you did with Stuttering John.
Yeah.
He wanted to know if you could tell us more about the back offices and how Stern would make everyone stay in their studio or their office until he was done leaving.
Yeah, I mean, there's the only one thing. We're going to do another interview, me and John, but the whole thing is that I was told by an intern, this is what a nice guy I am. I come out to have a cigarette. I'm playing at the Stress Factory with Artie Lang. Guy's sitting there with a book. And I go, hold on, Artie's going to be here in a second. He just wanted to get something to eat. Because I know you. I used to be an intern there. And we're sitting there talking. And I go, yeah, it's pretty fucked up there being an intern, right? And he goes, we were told if we were downstairs, like, you know, like anywhere downstairs, and you seen Howard, you couldn't make eye contact.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's what he told me. I mean, I'm not making this shit up. I ain't that fucking good.
Well, I heard on the O&A show, they talked about when Howard would leave, he'd have like a secret back elevator or some shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He goes down to Batcave and that shit, you know? It's unbelievable. Him and his little fucking so-called bodyguard. If that was my bodyguard, you know what I mean? What part of his body can he stop people from attacking besides, you know, up to the knee? All right? Truthfully, that's a fucking bodyguard. You don't worry who I'm talking about, Pete. Exactly who. That's what he turned into, who.
He's one of the best. He didn't even say that.
He was one of the best.
He is
No, I listen to him. You listen to him. That's because you're from another country. Go back on your fucking boat back to your country, okay? We're doing an interview, all right? You can speak your mind. You're out of your fucking mind.
That's the best.
He's one of the best.
And I don't even fucking want to talk about it.
Then you are talking about it. You're fucking crazy. You're Lebanese lunatic. You have the best club in the fucking country.
His show.
What?
Who hooked me to you? His show.
Who hooked me to my show? I've been on every. I could have been on any fucking show. You fuck. Get out of here.
Who got you first one at my club, Gemini?
Gemini. Yeah. So fucking.
Yeah, week you were not funny because you had sex. Your son was sick.
My son was sick. Yeah. Nobody
with this antenna.
Nobody put the fucking antenna. Let him do the fucking interview. You're worried about your fucking show. Go make some fucking hamburgers, you fuck. Holy shit. I love him. I love the funny. Tammy Pescatelli says, we love this club because of Pete. He's fucking insane. It's like having a fucking pit bull that's retarded in your house. The staff agreed with me. Shut up and get out of here. He's yelling at people. Dad, any question, truthfully. I mean, look, I one thing, I love, I treat fans like gold. When they come to clubs, I fucking hook them up when I can. I fucking always meet them. Always. They always say hello to me.
Always. So every time you see Bob, say hi to him. He's good.
Yeah, never fuck. You'll never see me hiding in the back and that shit. I don't fucking do that shit.
Oh, yeah, I just want to add, do you find it weird when there are comedians who, like, do this as a job where they stand in front of people and they, like, act like it's so hard to sit there and talk to people afterwards?
I don't really deal with those kind of people. I mean, I don't get to see a lot of all the headliners, you know, but I think it's pretty fucking embarrassing. It hurts the business, you know. It's not what this business is about, you know.
Well, yeah, that's funny subside. We had one like that not too long ago.
Yeah.
There's problems here about that.
Yeah, well, you fucking hire a guy that smashes watermelons. You know what I mean? That's just something's going to fucking happen. I wish a black guy would have fucking ran on the stage and beat the fuck out of him. That's like fucking smashing a penny in front of a Jew, you fucking psychos. Is that what you want to see? That entertained you? People something smashing something? I fucking entertain you. I got nothing. Like, look at this. Fucking walk up there with fucking good looks and a nice shirt.
We had another question from a guy named Pride FC.
Yes.
He wanted to know if you could pronounce, is it hedonism?
Hedonism, yes. I can, rotisserie, I can do it. Yes, I can. Pete, get in the kitchen, the lettuce is melting.
He cannot do it. He looks like a retarded bull.
I look like a retarded bull. What the fuck? The fake hair. I wish, give me, I went to get fake hair. Give me the gray one, you fucking idiot. Jesus Christ. I hope you get botulism.
Hey, he didn't even have to look. He didn't even think of
it. He doesn't know what the fuck he's saying. Look at him. Somebody put him in a home. Jesus Christ. And not mine. So what does he want to know?
I just want to know if you can pronounce hedonism yet.
Hedonism, rotisserie. What else? Any other ones? It was a bit I came up with, and it got dragged on too long, and that's how they drag on bits over and over. Replay, same interview every time you go in. How would you fucking go in your cave?
We had another one.
Yeah.
We got a guy named Smut Smut.
Smut Smut.
Yeah, I guess that's his name. This is from the Howard Boards again.
Okay.
He wanted to know, ask about Artie and Howard's fallout, and if he holds Howard responsible for Artie.
If you. Say that one more time.
Yeah, he wanted me to ask you about the Artie and Howard fallout.
Mm-hmm.
If you hold Howard responsible.
I hold the building responsible as much as Howard, only because of the fact that when you're in a company and somebody has a drug problem and you know they're doing heroin, you have to get them help. You cannot fire them. You get them help. If in any business, they would have got that person. Am I right, John?
Yeah. It's a big family. You're supposed to take care of your family members.
You don't make fun of, you know what I mean? You don't put them on a fucking couch and make them fall off. You know what I mean? To me, I know his mother, I know his family, and they were, you know, they get hurt by that shit. I mean, imagine if your mother watching you fucking, you know, kill yourself basically on TV.
Well, yeah, I started reading Artie's book, mm-hmm. when he wrote, and it talked about his father, and I lost his father.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I cared for his mother, so I didn't know all that back stuff was happening with that.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, you know what I mean? What do you think? They don't have fucking free direct TV? That'd be serious for years.
Well, I mean, I didn't know all that shit was going on, though, with Artie and that heroin.
No.
You read Artie's second book, it's...
I haven't got no one
either. Yeah.
Going into that. Other guy wanted to know...
Yeah.
What's his name? This is on the Opie and Anthony board.
Okay.
Michael Kolesny wanted to know your best Otto story.
There were so many. Otto is a great friend of mine for years. He's like me, helped out a lot of people, you know, fucking loved the business, but hated the business or the stupidities for the same reason I do. But I guess the best story ever with him is we, after a show one time, we got coke and I go, let's go park over here and do it. And he goes, I have to bring George home first. So we had to bring the puppet home to do it. And then he had me listen. Rodney Dangerfield was hot on him at the time. And he had the recording and he played it for me. And he's like, hey, kid, I'm telling you, you know, you're going to go places now, you know. But he never had that thing to background to do that. You understand? Do I? That's almost English, Pete. Good try. Holy shit. It's like a fucking maid yelling at you.
Doesn't Pete look like a Down Syndrome Ninja Turtle?
Yeah, I don't know what's the matter with him. What were we just talking about? We had to bring the puppet back because he wouldn't leave him in the trunk. He loved that thing.
Who was it? I think David Copperfield has here one of the originals. Right
yeah, now. I'm sure he'll end up with this one too. We're gonna be doing a benefit for Otto's wife. I said, you know, I want to pay her bills off, and I want to go on vacation. You know what I mean?
When and where's the benefit?
It's gonna happen in May or June. I'm setting it up.
Okay.
Don't fucking rush me, all right?
I just want to say.
Always take care of people. I always do. I always help them out.
Have you guys picked up a lineup yet?
Stuttering John definitely wants to do it. I told Artie he wants to do it. I'm sure I told Norton about. I basically posted. I don't want to hear no from anyone. Put it that way.
Okay.
I'll be very disappointed if people say no, and it's gonna piss me off. No. Go drink a bottle of AIDS. Holy shit. Jesus fuck. I don't even understand him.
I did, we don't either.
He's like, if he was a dog, I'd put him to sleep.
All right, we got
after I
one.
Beat him with a fucking bat. Okay, go ahead.
I got a guy on the Howard board. It's called
yes.
Fuck Consoles.
Fuck what?
Consoles.
Oh, yeah, that's the, you know, with the studio, this mic's come out of.
That's what he chose that name. He said he wanted to know if you still have contact with any of the folks on the show and if any of the rumors of the back office staff being miserable are true. I know you talked about that.
Yeah, I mean, they were miserable when they were happy. They're scared. You can't be scared in life. You can't be scared in your job. You can't be afraid to come in and, you know...
Those guys might have ulcers and shit, nerve, you know, seeing psychiatrists, the, you know, the phrase saying the wrong thing, getting fired, that sucks.
Yeah.
Question, one guy, Greg's Boucher, I think his name is, he said he wanted to know if you're still banned from the XM Sirius building because of Howard.
Yeah, I guess I am. I'd have to call up, but yeah, you don't get unbanned unless you would know about it.
So you can't even set foot on the property?
I did. I was in Del Fresco's doing a private party on a Christmas, and that's part of the building. Nobody came and fucking got me out of there.
Yes.
So, look, those fucking security guards were friends of mine. They loved me. I was so nice to them. I attacked four of them, please. Tim Sabian's a fat fucking liar. I hope his fucking arteries are hardening right now, and I fucking hope what's his name? Who was the other? Who was this fucking little fucking Jared? Little fucking lion fuck. I hope the fucking gets found with a fucking dildo in his ass hanging from a fucking closet.
Alright. One guy wanted to know. Real Rock TV.
Mm-hmm.
When did that Leave Opie and Anthony Alone video you made mean? I didn't get it, and I suspect there's nothing to get.
It was just something goofy. I was doing some... It's fucking goofy when you're doing something. It was like that old thing, you know what I mean? Because they were crying about not being able to do a bit. It was stupid. It was a stupid thing. You know?
Guy, Jay Mueller 2012 wanted to know, why haven't you given up?
Why would I give up on what? Why hasn't he given up? He's fucking sitting on a fucking in his basement typing to me when I'm fucking making more money in a month than he, you know what I mean? In one fucking weekend that he makes in a month. Well, I would give up for what? I'm fucking nobody's better than me in this business on the radio or on stage, whether you like it or not, and you can ask anyone.
Okay, we got Lyle Chipperson wants to know, would you ever consider becoming a comedian?
No, probably not, you know. Boy, he's fucking funny.
You know the Chip character, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was trying to chip you right now.
I know. Believe me, I know the shows, you know.
There's another. I got one more.
All right.
Halsman wants to know which steakhouse has the best acoustics.
Probably the one in Jersey, called the Comedy Cove, which has a steakhouse downstairs and a comedy club upstairs. So basically, it's two different rooms. So while I'm eating a fucking $40 steak for nothing, something you've never done in your fucking life and paid for shit all your life, I go around my town, I don't even pay for shit. And then I go upstairs and do the comedy show and kill, I would say that place, the Comedy Cove in New Jersey, which is above a steakhouse and it's a comedy club. But I like the way he tried. I like the way I'll give you an eye for effort. Oh, look, you see how I did the bit, you see? And Howard would have ran that for fucking 3 years. Okay, I'm just telling you the facts, man.
Hey, I'm not disagreeing.
You know,
there's what was it? Oh yeah, with the ONA right there, with them going into the Opie and Jimmy.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that show's lost any edge, or is it not as relevant? Because now with Anthony's doing the Anthony Cooper.
You know what? I don't have time to listen to anybody anymore. But it's just so weird. I mean, I liked all of them. You know, Norton was one of the fun people I found when I started. I don't know what, you know, I know what I would have done. I can, you know, I just know me. Like, if I'm with John, you know, we do the podcast now, but, you know, I'll say it, we're better than any show. We don't play, we don't have dead spots, we don't fucking need girls dancing around naked, we just come out and fucking tell you facts and fucking how we feel. But if I lost them, I would leave. I don't care how much money I was making, there's other places to go. I mean, that's just from growing up. From, you know, loyalty. You know what I mean? You have to, like, I know they can get me unbanned from the building, but it would call, you know, it would be a little extra work, but it doesn't happen. You understand? It can happen. But they, you know what I mean? They don't put, nobody wants to push anything from me, but I would fucking knock down walls for people, and I've done it.
When you used to go on Opie and Anthony and stuff, a lot of their fans, because Opie and Anthony have never addressed it, and Jimmy never gets involved with it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fans had questions and concerns, thinking they were just doing it for the money, that they weren't working together, they weren't friends. So a lot of people think that when that came up, the whole Twitter thing with Anthony, they think Opie pushed for that firing. Do you think that's true, or did you?
No. They wanted that show off the air.
Seriously?
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt. I was up there all the time, and they didn't want them on there. They did not. When Tim took over, I go, this is the guy that's bad-mouthing you fucking guys, and you're fucking kissing his ass on the show like he likes you. He fucking told me, you guys suck. I was there when they got fired from Philly, and we took over with Kid Chris. I was there. He was fucking laughing. He goes, they got zero ratings, which is impossible. Put it that way. It is impossible.
Yeah.
But that's what he basically was laughing at them. And we didn't want to go to the morning because in the afternoon we were killing.
They brought Tim Sabian over what? He came from Howard Stern, right?
Yeah. And he fucking hated them. He said their show sucks. I'm a fucking good guy.
I think you should go on to probably the Opie and Anthony ones and do an AMA. That's where it Ask Me Anything, where you let them ask you the questions.
Well, you know what? Maybe one day, I can do it on my show on a Friday, because we usually don't do Friday. I'll take in emails and I don't care. I'll tell you the truth.
I think that's a pretty good one.
I have nothing to hide except for those fucking 8 bodies in Arizona. We didn't get to that question.
So if you're listening to that, don't ask him about the bodies that he's hiding, because he's not going
to tell
you.
It's hard to dig on those rocks, too, and the gravel is very hard.
So you think it'd be easier to find them because you could probably tell where
there's it's probably a leg or a hand standing out of the ground like, Chula. Remember that? Chula. Yeah.
2013?
No, years ago there was a show called Chilla.
Chilla Theater?
Chilla Theater, yeah. And a hand would come out of the water. Chilla, and then it'd go back down, yeah.
Oh, you got me twisted. I thought you were doing something else.
No, no.
Oh, I was like you were fisting something or a ghost or some shit.
I do that too.
No, you fuck with Casper.
I fuck a ghost out of my house.
He's a baby. He's a little boy ghost.
No, but that's not him.
It's like a pedophile ghostbuster.
No, I'm sure he's got a mother. I'm sure he's got a mother.
Sorry, you want to fuck? Okay.
I'd like to thank you guys for listening to the Bob Levy podcast. You can hear it on Rev Bob Levy on iTunes, Stitcher. Our main thing is automatic, and everything's on Rev Bob Levy. All the shows are up there. If you click the top thing, you can go down all the shows we have and listen anytime you want. And thank you guys for having us.
Absolutely.
And thank you, Reddit people. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Funny Stop podcast. Funny Stop is 1757 State Road, Cuyahoga Falls. And check out funnystop.com for any more information.